Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God for your presence here today. My God in heaven, what a morning it has been with the Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God, I'm thanking and praising him as the Lord has been moving by his spirit, putting his hand on his servant, praise the Lamb, and allowing me to feel the wild tranquilities and the fires of the Holy Ghost. As he is releasing word to us in this season, praise the Lamb of God, concerning you, 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 and even you. What? It's Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday has come around again, praise the Lamb. I guess that's a testimony within itself. Hallelujah, that the Lord is just moving by his spirit. And I love and adore him, my God in heaven. I love and adore that God, praise the Lamb of God, that's able to come into your home, come into your secret places, praise the Lamb of God, and put his hand right on you, wrap his arms around you, and show you, praise the Lamb of God, just how much he loves you. Jesus loves you today, and whether you know it or not, praise the Lamb of God. I just posted on my page, and I'm going to say this publicly, praise the Lamb of God, that many of you are in for a mind-blowing experience with and from God. Praise the Lamb of God. You're in store for a mind-blowing experience, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with and from God. And I promise you, praise the Lord, you are not going to forget, praise the Lamb of God, this experience, hallelujah, when God moves in his power, praise the Lamb of God, in his might, in the negative and in the positive. We'll talk a little bit about that later, praise the Lamb of God, on in the show. But I just want you to know, hallelujah, it's hot off the press, praise God, of what God is speaking in this day, in this time, in this season. And people of God, praise the Lamb of God, he's already told me, you must warn them, you must share it with them, you must tell them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And so I am in a prophetic mood today, a prophetic mode today, praise the Lord. And I hope and pray that those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are here, are in the same type of mode, hallelujah, because our God is not sleep, our God is not inactive, our God is not lazy, our God is not trifling, our God is not sitting by the wayside, praise the Lamb of God, just sitting and saying, well, I'm going to let whatever happen, happens. No, no, no. He's in the director's seat, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, the stage is set. He's in the director's seat, and he's orchestrating some things. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the plays and the affairs of this world, he is orchestrating. So I'm just telling you now, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Praise the Lamb of God for the move of God that is going to be a mind-blowing experience for so many of us. Praise the Lamb of God that especially those of us who hang out in the prophetic realm, I'll put it that way, praise the Lamb of God, that the prophetic is not unfamiliar to us, hallelujah, God is going to show us great and marvelous things, praise the Lamb of God, he's going to show us some great and wonderful things in this season, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, oh yes, great and mighty things will he do amongst us. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to know that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and it's coming. Praise God, as they say in advertisement, it's coming to a theater near you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's coming, praise the Lamb, to a theater near you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve. My God in heaven, hallelujah, I give you praise, Lord, I give you praise today for all that you're doing in this season, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, my email is going crazy, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that all of these emails are coming through that is saying mail failure, praise the Lamb of God, mail failure, praise the Lord. I want you to know that some of you all are going to be just like that in this mind-blowing experience. All that the devil is trying to send your way in this season, you're going to get a notice from the Holy Ghost that says mail failure, praise the Lamb of God. They cannot send what they want to send to you, praise the Lamb of God. God is raising up that standard. Praise God, he's raising up a standard for you, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, and when God raises up a standard, the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, cannot challenge what God has raised on your behalf. Just get ready for a mind-blowing experience. It's Testimony Tuesday, and our lines are going to be open for testimonies. Those of you who are listening to my voice via the internet, and you would like to call and be a part of our show today, please do so at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. Be a part of our studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Chime in and join in with us as we continue, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you hallelujah, what God desires for you to know, what God desires for you to hear, some good word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, that will edify, intensify, praise the Lamb of God, your experience in God and bring you to the place where God will have you to be. That's my desire, praise the Lord, hallelujah. PSM, I love you today. It's been a busy, oh my God, last week. Woo! Running up and down that highway, going back and forth to Kentucky, to Louisville, Kentucky area, Bowling Green. What a powerful, powerful time. Praise the Lamb of God. We had Friday night down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at the Trinity Church there. Praise the Lamb of God with my friend, Overseer Beeson. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful time we had there for the Fire on Friday revival for intercessory prayer. And the Lord spoke concerning a prophetic predicament. Praise the Lamb of God and how that orchestrates and how that causes, praise the Lamb of God, us to not be able to receive what God has for us. Praise the Lamb of God. We talked about that, praise the Lamb of God, how Daniel was in that, a part of that prophetic predicament, and how that happens to us many times, praise the Lamb of God, that we get in a predicament, that we need an answer from God, we need God to move, and for some reason or another, people of God, it seems as though, praise the Lamb of God, God is not speaking. When God spoke, the moment you bowed your knee, praise the Lamb of God, he spoke, but your word was held up, your blessing was held up, your release was held up, praise the Lamb of God, for particular reasons, praise the Lamb of God, that's associated with you, so that when God gives you what he wants you to have, praise the Lamb of God, you'll have it with free course. That's a powerful, powerful word, praise the Lamb of God. Much revelation came through that word, hallelujah, as the Lord spoke there at the Trinity Church on Friday night. Of course, prophecy, activations, things of that nature took place. Then on Saturday morning, praise God, Overseer Renee Collins out of Mansfield, Ohio, had drove up or drove down, praise the Lamb of God, to Bowling Green to be with us. And she came for a powerful woman of God, walked in the prophetic anointing, also teaching and sharing some prayer tidbits, and then our regional director, Elder Roach, Prayer Consuelo Roach, out of Nashville, Tennessee, who is a member up under Bishop Joseph Walker. Boy, she came with a powerful, powerful lesson. Also, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the five traits of an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God, book written by Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr., our pastor. And boy, it was just exciting. Then I taught, of course, on the call and the burden of intercessory prayer, my book, my first little book that I've written, that's there on the website at psmintl.org for those of you who want to come closer in your, praise the Lamb of God, your calling and your anointing as it relates to prayer and the burden and the call of prayer upon your life. Praise God, you need to pick up that book. Hallelujah. I sold out of, praise the Lamb of God, our manual while I was down there. All that I took were gone, praise the Lamb of God. As soon as I sat down, those books were gone so fast. There's a hunger and a thirsting, praise the Lamb of God, in that area for the prophetic realm. Praise the Lamb. So I would that those of you who don't have that book, praise God, you go to the website. You can order it at psmintl.org and pick up the prophetic awakening, praise the Lamb of God. Two manuals merged into one. Oh, exciting news for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Book number 3 is about to come off the press. Praise the Lamb of God. We are doing the last tidbits of Fall on Your Knees. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Lance Watson, Watson in Richmond, Virginia, just sent the forward to it. Praise the Lamb of God. And now it is about to be released. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are going back and forth on the cover. Praise the Lamb of God on what we want the cover to look like. And then that book will be released. Hallelujah. And this one is going to be able to be placed on Amazon. Also, praise the Lamb of God, our other two books, we're going to work with one of my administrators who know how to do all of that. Oh, Valerie, praise the Lamb of God, Robinson, and she's going to help us get all of this stuff so that it be at your fingertips. And those of you who have your Kindles and things of that nature, you can just download and read, praise the Lamb of God. But Fall on Your Knees is a book that you're definitely going to want in your Christian library as it relates to the happenings of the day. Praise the Lamb of God and what God is saying and what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to bring America, praise the Lamb of God, and our world to his knees. I dare you, just turn on your television if you have CNN and just let it sit there for a while, and you will see so much upheaval around the world until it's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. They're protesting now in Brazil, and there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the street. Praise the Lamb of God, protesting, and violence is going forth, this, that, and another. And we already know in other parts of the world, pray from Korea all the way, praise the Lamb of God, Iraq, Iran, all over. This is taking place, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have all types of stuff happening here in America. My daughter is on a plane, praise the Lamb of God, about to go out west with her husband, and they just shut our airport down here because of a bomb threat on a plane. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now the FBI is saying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that there were a plot, praise the Lamb of God, for some bombs. Praise the Lamb of God in New York and in Washington. Praise God that they have overturned, praise the Lamb of God, due to their private investigations. They were able to catch them before they went off. And they're saying about 50 of them, praise the Lamb of God, 50 bombings that they were able to defuse before they took off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The New York subways was one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that they were about to bomb. We need to understand the cruciality. The New York Exchange, praise the Lamb of God, was one of those that we need to understand the cruciality of the hour that we're living in, brothers and sisters. We need to understand that what looks like is man is God, praise the Lamb of God. We must understand and see, praise the Lamb of God, that nothing can happen, hallelujah, unless God allows it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must come to a place of knowing, hallelujah, that God is tired of a rebellious people, that God is fed up, praise the Lamb of God, with people who think that they're so smart that they don't need God. God is tired, praise the Lamb of God, a man in his wickedness and his greed, praise the Lamb of God. God is tired of it. I'm promising you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I am speaking today as a prophet to you, and I'm telling you, praise God, hallelujah, you're going to see mass destruction, praise the Lamb of God, in major cities. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to be a part of the mind-blowing experience. I'm telling you it right now. You're going to see this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the flip side of that coin is God is going to bless many of us beyond anything we ever imagined. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's going to release blessings and increase to you beyond your imagination so that we can put in order, praise the Lamb of God, a new, praise the Lamb of God, movement in our society, praise the Lamb of God, that will undergird believers. Now, you just watch what I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to sit and you're going to say, the prophet said that this is what's going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet said these resources are coming to us. The prophet said God was going to move like this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love God today, and I'm going to always bring you what God tells me to give you so that you, people of God, will be warned beforehand. So when God moves, praise the Lamb of God, your heart will not fail. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you're listening to me. So that when God moves, praise the Lamb of God, your heart will not fail in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that this is the move of God, that God is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. And when God moves, praise the Lamb of God, listen to me, people of God, we must accept the move of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We're going to prayer. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God here. Hallelujah. It is prayer time. And we thank and praise God for, hallelujah, all that he is and all that he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your love today. There is no God, praise the Lamb of God, like our God. Hallelujah. Oh, our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. And he's awesome to be praised. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Your servant listens. Yes, Lord. I hear. Yes, Father. Oh, my God. The Lord said, for many of you that are listening to my voice, listen to me good. Listen to me good. Ding, ding, ding. God says, for many of you that's listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're going to receive by next week, praise the Lamb of God, by next week, you're going to receive the blessing that God has promised you. Hallelujah. I know some of you lifting your hands up and singing that old familiar song, Even Me, Even Me. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, for many of you, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, even while I'm talking to you, my email looked like it has been compromised. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One of the people who have, praise God, one of my friends, sent me an email for one of them link things, and now my email is compromised. So I'm saying that to you all just in case you get some kind of fraudulent email, praise the Lamb of God, from me, or from my email line. Know that my email, praise the Lamb of God, has been compromised, praise the Lamb. And I don't want you losing your mind saying, oh, prophet in trouble, or you know how they do with that, but seemingly my email address has been compromised, and I want you all to know that, praise the Lamb of God. I'm even posting it on my email page, on my prophetic page, praise the Lamb of God, so that the people will know, because many of your emails are connected to me, and I know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know, people of God, that God's voice to you today is something for you to really rejoice about. Hallelujah. And And I want you to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that in this season, that God is moving on your behalf to release things to you, to undergird you. And you must have the mind, praise the Lamb of God, the mind, people of God, to know that what he is releasing to you, hallelujah, has a purpose connected to it. And it's not just a purpose for you, praise the Lamb of God, to become wasteful. Hallelujah. When tragedy and calamity hit, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is an hour and a season, praise the Lamb of God, to hold on to and not to be out trying to be a fashion fair queen. Hallelujah. And trying to buy every pair of shoes you see. And all of this mess, and kids, come on, and let's spin, spin, spin. It's an hour for you to have wisdom with what God gives you, praise the Lamb of God, and see how you can allow your resources to germinate, praise the Lamb of God, for your resources to become more, to allow your money, praise the Lamb of God, to make money for you instead of you turning around and continuously is trying to make money. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm trying to bless you because when God release and bless you with what he has promised, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, there's going to be an expectation on you not to waste. Hallelujah. And then there's going to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, an expectation on you to be able to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that, people of God. I just want you to know what God is doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God, is not for us to take and run and do whatever we want to. He expects you, praise the Lamb of God, to say, Lord, this is yours that you've given to me. What will you have me to do with it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope you hear my voice today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you are hearing the prophet's voice today. Praise the Lamb. Because it may be a long time that your blessings come again the way that they're about to be released to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of you are going to be walking around saying, if I could have, would have, should have. If I had, listen, praise, I can't say I wasn't warned. I can't say the word didn't come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. A mind-blowing experience is coming to you soon. Praise the Lamb of God. God is about to break the arm of Pharaoh, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and his hold upon you these many years, this season that you have been through of lack, praise the Lamb of God. Pharaoh's arm is broken, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he can't hold you in bondage no more, praise the Lamb. You can stay there in it. You can walk out rejoicing with the spoils of the enemy. Hallelujah. You just watch what God do. This is retribution. This is a reward on America from heaven for their deeds. For their deeds. For robbing God's people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just watch what I tell you. There's going to be flooding. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm prophesying to you. Buildings are going to fall in major cities. And I'm not talking about just little homes. Downtown buildings. And thousands are going to die. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to reward for evil. God is going to cause jobs to be created. God is going to cause money to flow to be able to repair. Hallelujah. While they're sitting up on all the money, acting like there is no money on the planet. One man has billions of dollars. Watch what God does. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's been prophesied. It's been prophesied. A transference of wealth is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. But nobody has told you how it's going to come. Praise the Lamb of God. I shared this with you not too long ago. I'm going to share it with you again. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going to prayer, and then we're going to come back and talk to you some more. Praise the Lamb of God. But a great horror, the Bible says, fell on Abraham. Hallelujah. While God was talking to him about his seed and about, hallelujah, Isaac being born, a great horror and darkness came over Abraham. It's right there in your Bible, in the book of Genesis. And the Lord spoke to him and told him, said, hallelujah, surely your people, your seed, shall go into bondage for 400 years, and I will bring them out with a strong hand and will return them to this land that I promise you. And then he says these words, for the sin of the Canaanites are not full yet. I want you to think of a bowl with sin in it that has to be filled. Hallelujah. The bowl of sin is full in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. It's payback time. Praise the Lamb of God. Just remember the prophet told you these things. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I must tell you what God is speaking on this, in this season. I must tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What God is speaking in this season, do I be a false prophet? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do I be a false prophet? Praise the Lamb. I love you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, how I love you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Can I have a volunteer prayer today? Well, want someone, please push one of our intercessors, someone who don't mind praying for us today. Hallelujah. I know there's enough of you on the line. Praise the Lamb of God for someone to lead us in prayer and lead us to the throne of God today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, look at this. I'm just looking on my page, hallelujah, here on Facebook, and I have those that's standing in agreement. I had a vision that I was robbed and was going to be killed, but I took control and fought back. Transfer the wealth is payback time. I also saw city buildings falling. Praise the Lamb of God. It's here, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The manifestation is about to take place. Praise God, and you're going to say, this man of God warned us. Praise the Lamb of God. You mean to tell me out of all my sons and daughters in the ministry on this line, no one will lead us in prayer today? Hallelujah. Can I just have one? Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody will just lead us in prayer today. Let me see who this is. Erico 716.
Hello, Prophet. How are you?
Fine. Who is this today?
Yolanda Zachary from Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Yolanda. How are you doing today, darling?
I'm blessed, Prophet. Blessed. I was just listening to you and excited about what God is saying because he spoke to our prayer, our intercessory group about 2 or 3 weeks ago that it was going to be calamities in cities. But he said, don't faint. Continue to pray. And so I was encouraged by what you were saying this morning, hallelujah, I mean this afternoon, and I just wanted to agree that we all stay on the same page because we're in that time, we're in that season, with these things that are supposed to take place, but we're not to fear it.
No, we're not to fear it. Praise the Lamb of God. And your heart can't fail, people of God, because many people you know are going to die. And you're going to have to understand what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see all the plots for bombings and you see all of this mess that's going on in our world and people think God is dead, he does not exist, he's asleep, and he don't care. Well, I got some news for everybody that want to tell somebody. Michael Shakespeare lives on this planet. I belong to him.
Amen.
Whether you know it or not, he loves me.
Hallelujah.
And I love him, and he cares about me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of this robbing of his people, putting people out of, you think God then forgot? Oh, it's 100,000 abandoned homes in Detroit alone. Do you think God has forgotten that men worked, sweated, and prayed, and called on his name to purchase homes and to live in them and raise their family, and they've been displaced for the greed of people?
Come on.
Do you think God has forgotten the trillions of dollars that George Bush gave away to companies that held our mortgages and went and partied with the money and took everybody's home? Do you think God is not angry? You think he's forgotten about his children? The devil a lie with four bow ties on. He's a liar.
Yes, he is.
You think that God has forgotten? Because God has not forgotten. He has not forgotten. Hallelujah. Women crying. People losing their minds. Been in their home 10, 15, 20 years. And the government and banks took those properties and sold them to other people that had wealth and riches and put the poor out loans, created loans and document loan giants, and all of these businesses were springing up, and the government was okaying loans and giving people homes that they could not afford, and they knew it, only to take it back from them. And you think God does not care? But all the injustices of young people that's been put in jail, you think God does not care about how they have, praise the Lamb of God, selected certain groups to put in jail and shoot down in streets young people and kids and all of this, and blood is running down the street? And you think God does not hear the cry of innocent blood? Are you nuts? When the first man that died on the earth was murdered, God came to his brother and said, your brother's blood is crying to me from the earth.
Come on.
You think he don't hear all the blood cries that's crying now?
Hi-ya.
40-some people shot to death. Shot in Chicago alone over the weekend. Father's Day weekend has put shame to the St. Valentine's Day massacre. And you think God does not care? I have holy indignation. You think God does not care of hatred, systemic evil or prejudice, of racism? You think God does not care? Well, watch him. Watch him. Brazilians are throwing stones and all kinds of stuff, angry over government spending. Governments are being overthrown. It's crazy, people of God. It's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. But God is moving. My son and I sat at my kitchen table some years ago, and both of us had the same vision of people walking down the streets with bats and bottles and bricks and chains, walking down the streets of the city, angry at their government, angry at mistreatment, angry at greed, angry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is upset. And God is tired. Hallelujah. It's time for prayer like we've never known it, brothers and sisters. It's time for prayer. Many of us are going to be blessed, I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be so blessed you ain't going to know what to do with the money. You're going to be so blessed you ain't going to know what to do with your prosperity. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God, is coming with a cost. It's coming with a price. Now, I'm going to tell you this one more time. I don't care what you don't have. Your tithes and offering and stuff better be in order in this season. But when God visits, he'll look and see that your house is in order.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
receive
Lord.
Blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You owe God a dime out of every dime coming out of every dollar coming in your hand. And there is no excuse. Read Deuteronomy 26. I don't care if somebody died, there is no excuse, says the Lord. It's right there in the Word. Prophet Shakespeare didn't write it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you today. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to move to prayer. I ain't got there yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see. Praise the Lord. Deborah, Yolanda, did you call in to pray, darling? Because I got another.
Okay, if you have one.
Hallelujah. No, it's all right, darling. If you want to pray, you can pray. We can have 10 prayers today. God is people of God, I'm telling you, it is the season for you to get on your knees. It is the season for prayer. It is the season for covering your children and your loved ones. It is the season for you to stop being so happy and call your brothers and sisters and tell them, God has spoken. Get your house in order. God has spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your house in order. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God is not playing in this season. Hallelujah. I just wish I had somebody that believed God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Deborah. Yolanda, I don't know why I'm calling you Deborah. I'm sorry. Come on, Yolanda. Hallelujah.
Father,
praise
the name of Jesus, we lift your name on high.
Yes,
we exalt your name today. We thank you, Lord God, for in your presence the fullness of joy. And so, Father, in your presence, we come today on one mind and one accord, Father God, lifting up the name of Jesus. Have your way in this prayer, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit. And Father, we thank you, Father, as we believe, we're going to receive what we believe and what we decree. And so, Father, we lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for today. We thank you for today, Lord God. Today is the day we're going to rejoice. Today is the day of our salvation. And so we lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, even as the prophet was speaking, Lord God, as we shift and we move in the realm of the Spirit, Father God, concerning your people, the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hey, turn from their wicked ways. You will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. And so, Father, we thank you today that we have a repentant spirit, that we humble ourselves, Father God, that we cry out to you, Father God. We ask that you will, lead us, Lord God, into a spirit of humility, a spirit of repentance, Lord God. We thank you that, Lord God, there is, hallelujah, a shift in the atmosphere, the shift that you're making, Father God. So let us move by the Spirit of God to repent, to return, Lord God, and to change and to hear and to obey the word that you have called for this season for our lives. And Father, even as you begin to bless us, Lord God, let us be mindful, Lord God, to look, Father God, for where you brought us, Father God, and let us not just waste our substance anyway, Lord God. The substance you are placing within our pockets, within our hands, Lord God. Let us look back on our brothers and sisters and see how we can become a blessing, Father God, for you've given it to us to be a blessing. And so, Father, we thank you for this season that you brought us into, a season of prosperity, a season of release, Father God, not only in our finances, but in our healing, Lord God. I hear healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you that minds will be restored. Hallelujah. Families will be delivered. Families will be set back in order for those who cry out and call on the name of the Lord. So, Father, we speak to those families. We speak that we will change. We will have an ear to hear. We will turn and repent, and we will call on the name of the Lord, and you will hear us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Praise hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is this my daughter, Madjanice?
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Would you please come pray for us now, and then I want to talk to you, okay? I want some more prayer on here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Glory to your name, God. We just bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season, God. We thank you, God, for the revelation, God. We thank you, God, that you did, that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, God, and you have illuminated our paths before us, God. We thank you, God, that you have shown us, God, the end at the beginning, God. So we just bless your name, God. We ask you, God, that you would keep us, God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. And I thank you, God, for the recompense that's coming to the earth, God, for your people, God. I thank you, God, for all of your promises are yes and amen, God. And I pray for your people right now, God. And I ask you, Lord, that you would quicken spirits on today, God, that people would be in the posture to receive from you, God. I ask you, God, that we would be in the proper posture, God, upon that release, God. I ask you, God, that we would get our houses in order, God. We can only do good, God, if you help us do good. So we ask you, God, that you would give us the spirit, God, of obedience, God, that you would give us the spirit, God, to do those things that you would have us to do, God. So I thank you, God, because you said that you would, God. You said that when the poor and needy seek water, that you would even make water in the wilderness, God, that you would make pools in the wilderness, and you would make rivers in the high places, God. So we thank you, God, because those rivers are pouring down upon us now, God. So I thank you, God, for the release. I thank you, God, for the abundance of financial prosperity that you are releasing into the kingdom of today, God. I thank you, God, and we count it all done, God, because we know as soon as you say it, it is done, God. And we just wait, God, for it to touch us, Father, in the earth realm, God. So I receive it now, God, and I ask, Lord, that those blessings would come upon your people suddenly, God, that you would not tarry, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are about to blow our minds, God. We thank you, God, that we are about to have more increase, God, than we can ever fathom, God. I thank you, God, that you are even taking us to new dimensions in the spirit, God, that you are even showing us things, God, that we cannot even have thought of ourselves, God. I thank you, God, for taking us to the places in the spirit, God. I thank you, God, for allowing our eyes to be able to desire evil, God, and I pray for the righteous in the land, God. And I ask you, God, that you
Your judgment is right, God. Your judgment is pure, God. And even, God, in the midst of disaster, God, when your hand is in it, God, it is good. So we thank you, God. But I ask you, God, that you would have mercy upon the United States, God, and the righteous that are here, God. Because there are many of us, God, that have called upon your name, God, and sought your face, God, and we have repented from evil, God. So I ask you, God, that you would discontinue from heaven, God, that it would be cast all around the barrels, God, because we wrestle, God, not against flesh and blood, God, but against power, and our places, God, so we in the hand of the enemy, God, that has come upon us now. I dismantle that now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for warring angels that set our doorposts with sharp swords, God. We thank you, God, for fighting all of our battles, God. We thank you, God, that we have given us the spirit to trust you, God. You said that if we trust you, God, you will keep us in perfect peace, God. So I thank you for peace, God. I thank you, God, for the joy that you have given us even in the midst of going through. I thank you, God, because you are so faithful, God. Even many times when we were faithless, you are always faithful, God. I thank you for coming through for us, God. I thank you, God, for the spirit of intercession. And I ask you, God, that you would quicken the spirits of your people, God. Start dropping issues and people in their spirits and give them the words to pray, that they would pray righteous prayers for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for opening up deaf ears, God. I thank you, God, for opening up blinded eyes, God. I thank you, God, for quickening us in the healing with the power of our spirits, God. I thank you, God, for the anointing that went heavy on your people, God. And it comes from the head down. So I thank you for my father in the faith of Abraham, God. I thank you for the promises that you gave him, God. That I might be a partaker, God, of your goodness, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for Dr. Shakespeare. I thank you for my pastor, God, for giving me a strong covering, God. I thank you, God, and I speak blessings upon them. We release abundance upon them spiritually, physically, and financially, God, that you would give them their heart's desires, God, and that all pastors representing here, God, would be in alignment with your spirit in this season, God, that they would not miss the kingdom shifting, God. For you are calling us to a new place, God. You said, for us, you would do a new thing, and we not know it when you do it, God, and we know it, God, so we say, thank you, God. Thank you for including us, God. Thank you for using us, God. Thank you for choosing us, God. There is none other like you, God. We bless your name and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You alone are worthy, God. Worthy, God. Worthy, God. Stand in the gap for your people right now. And we as a community, we know how to pray, God. We know how to praise. But I ask you, God, right now, if you would invoke us spirit of worship into the hearts of your people, God. Let them know how to worship you in spirit and in truth, God, so that their worship would be pleasing unto you, God, and show them what worship can do for them, God. Show them how pleasing it is unto you, God. I ask you, God, that you would teach your people how to worship you, God. Pure worship, God, because you deserve it, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, and we count it all done, God. And we receive it, God, and we conceive these things in our spirit, and we fill it with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of God. Boy, I tell you, my God, hallelujah. If there's ever a season, praise the Lamb of God, that we need to be praying in, people of God, hallelujah, it is right now. I want you all to know, praise the Lamb of God, that these prophecies, praise God, is not, of course, isolated to me, praise the Lamb. There are many that are receiving visions and dreams concerning what God is about to do. And he has been warning us for a long time. He has been showing us for some time now, praise the Lamb of God, these horrific, catastrophic events in our cities. He has moved in various areas in the rule to show forth his mercy, to show forth warning, and to bring people to a place of repentance and prayer, praise the Lamb of God, but it has not worked. The more we see God do, the worse we are becoming, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The worse we are becoming, praise the Lamb of God. There's all types of things that's going on in our society right now that if it gets any worse, praise the Lamb of God, men are going to start jumping out of windows. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, that I speak to you as a prophet of God, and you're going to see, hallelujah, more of people who cannot take what God is about to do. They're not going to be able to handle their losses. They're not going to be able to handle, praise the Lamb of God, especially here in America. And let me tell you why. Because America has settled on its leaves, like God talks about, praise the Lamb of God, a nation to Jeremiah in Israel's complaint, praise the Lamb of God, the harvest is not, the summer's ended, praise the Lamb, all that, and the harvest is, praise the Lamb of God. My mind's running so fast here, but in that complaint that they hadn't received a harvest, the Lord shows them Moab, and Moab was a very, very wicked nation. And they were complaining that Moab had never been disturbed, but that they had, and God told them, I have poured you like wine from vessel to vessel, but Moab has settled on her lees. But when I disturb Moab, Moab will not be able to take what I'm going to inflict upon them because they have never experienced anything bad. That's the way America is today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What is second nature in second and third world countries with violence and death and walking by people dead on the street and stuff, we are not accustomed to. But I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, if you don't take seriously what God is saying in this season and bring yourself to a place of sincere, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, sincere, what I'm trying to say to you, sincere understanding and reception of God's word, the prophetic word, and what he's showing, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, is going to be a serious situation at our front door that we're not going to be able to run from. And you're going to have to allow your heart and mind, praise the Lamb of God, to rest in knowing that this is the actions of the Lord, that God is doing this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God is doing this and not me myself, not because I've done something wrong, that God is doing this, praise the Lamb of God, and these are the ones God has chosen to take at this time. And you're going to have the mind of the Lord has given, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Imagine, share with us today, praise the Lamb of God, the things that the Lord has showed you in visions and dreams, because I know you've been sharing this stuff with me for some time now.
One of the things that stuck out to me when you initially started talking was the Lord had given me a vision where I was like sitting like in Lake Michigan, like off on an island or something like that.
Okay. Maggie? Did you drop there? Maginese,
you're
breaking up. You're breaking up.
Can you hear
me
now?
Yeah, you're going to have to start over. We didn't hear half of what you said.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was in the middle of Lake Michigan. This was one of the visions he had given me, and I was like on an island, and the Lord had actually spoke to me from a cloud. I saw his face and everything, but I can't remember what he said. But as I looked to my right, I saw the whole city skyline, and it just came crashing down. Just crashing down, all the tall buildings downtown just came crashing down. And what he said to me after that was, there is an ending to the world systems. He's bringing an end to the world systems.
Oh, my God in heaven.
His system will now prevail.
His systems will now prevail. Praise the Lamb. And see, this is just what's been in my heart for so many, many years. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wall Street should belong to the kingdom. We should have our own Wall Street. Praise the Lamb of God. We should have our own, praise the Lamb of God, various means of health, education, food services, clothiers, electronics, things of that nature, our essentials and everything, but it should be owned by the kingdom of God and not owned, praise the Lamb of God, by the system of this world and not operated that way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bring this to pass. It's a must for us, brothers and sisters. It's a must for us. Hallelujah. We are on the threshold of the great tribulation. Praise the Lamb of God. We must understand that. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth like it has never been since there has been a world. And it's right. Turn on CNN. And you will see men sitting, talking, don't know what they're talking about, deliberating over stuff that they have no power and control over, and lying, cheating, manipulating, pointing the finger at other people, blaming a president for everything that's going on, that has went on, and whatever has not been done, they point the finger, praise the Lamb of God, at the President of the United States. We must come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, that this is being orchestrated by God. They are so confused, they don't know what to do. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. They are so confused, they don't know what to do in this season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But thank God for Jesus, somebody ought to be able to say. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Imagine
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to tell me how in the world do I change my darn password. Praise the Lamb of God on my email. These folk then hack me some kind of way.
Yeah, that
Hallelujah.
Email came to me. I got an email from you, too, but I think if you go into I'll walk you through it, or if you still need me to after the show, we can go over it.
I don't know what to do with this. Angel do all this stuff for me. I'm trying to find out how in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Is it your
goodness.
Yahoo account?
Yes, it is. So I'm going to need your help right after the show. To help me do that. Boy. No, I don't know how to change it. Once you create it, how do you change it? I don't know. I really don't.
It's in your settings. What you want to do is change your password.
You know, because it's going out to you all. It's going out to all of the people that are part of our ministry, even here, these telephone numbers of people who have their emails, and I don't want them getting these erroneous messages, praise the Lamb of God, that's going out. And it seems like it's one of those, the message that came to you, did it have a link to it?
It did, but I deleted it.
That's a virus.
Told us, yeah.
Yeah, that's a virus that they're trying to send out.
And what I noticed is there's a lot of people in the past, I want to say maybe 2 days, that have been saying their emails have been hacked. So that you're not the only person. That's happening to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I need to change that. Praise God. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Back to our topic here. The revelation of God comes to us, people of God, in various ways in this season to show forth what the Lord is doing, what he's going to do, praise the Lamb of God, and in part how he's going to do it, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm telling you right now, I was in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sitting there, I'm looking out the window, and the Lord said, all that you see is going to be underwater. All that you see will be underwater. And I'm talking about beautiful area, malls, everything, stores, major stores there. All you see is going to be underwater. Praise the Lamb of God. The major cities, praise God, you need to brace yourself, praise the Lamb of God, for what's about to come. Hallelujah. And people of God, it's coming. Just know that all we can do is ask God for mercy in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. To have mercy on our loved ones, to have mercy on the saints. That's all we can pray for right now. Praise the Lamb of God. It's for the mercy of God. You say, why? Because the word of God has gone out of his mouth, and it's not going to return to him void. Praise the Lamb of God. Imagine this, you've been with me a few years now, and of course I've been coming to Praise Tabernacle prior to that. But, you know, the last time I came to Praise Tabernacle, I knew I wasn't going to be back for a while when I announced about that earthquake. And as sure as God is in heaven, the earthquake hit Chicago behind that. Am I right, Magazine?
You're right.
The earthquake came to Chicago behind that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People are afraid to allow the truth of the prophetic to come to their house. Pastors shake and get nervous. They don't want that kind of announcement made from their pulpits. But people of God, if we don't warn the saints, if we don't warn, how can you be prepared? If you don't know that the thief is coming, how will you prepare for the thief? If you don't know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that trouble is coming, how will you prepare for it? You have to understand that God warns us, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can receive time enough to get things in order, praise the Lamb of God. This is not a time for you to be walking around outside of the word of God, hallelujah, as though God does not care about what is written in his word by his holy prophets and his holy apostles, whom his spirit has inspired to write, and you're reading it and you're hearing it, and at the same time you're acting as though it has no effect or no credence upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am not against any man, and I am not a perfect man. Praise the Lamb of God. I have my faults and flaws just like anybody else. But this I do. I take very serious the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you today, praise the Lamb of God, I'm telling you today, hallelujah. Those of you out in the West, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I see people heading to the mountains, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, out of those cities. I see people heading to the mountains. Praise the Lamb. Los Angeles, California. Praise the Lamb of God. I see destruction. Chicago. I see destruction. Atlanta, Georgia. I see destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. Detroit, I see destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Washington, D.C., I see destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see it. I see it. Praise the Lamb of God. St. Louis, Missouri, I see it. Praise the Lamb of God. I see destruction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. New York, I see destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better understand God is not playing. Praise the Lamb. And you know what? He could hit all of us, Maggie, at the same time.
Yes,
that's how awesome God is. Hallelujah. He could hit all of us at the same time. Go ahead, Dawson.
I was just about to say, I just don't take the visions that he has been giving us. I just don't take it lightly, even the words that he has been giving me. He even, and I sent you this word that he says that he's even cleaning the church, that he's sending an east wind upon the church, and in that wind it's fire. And there,
yes,
the spirit of deception will be burned to naught. And I didn't quite understand it well. I understood it, but he further elaborated on that later. It's a lot of false doctrine that are coming across, that's coming across the pulpit. And there's also a doctrine that has people not believing in the prophetic, so they're not even believing that God is speaking these things.
My.
And all of that is being brought to naught. And I just pray for my loved ones that are not saved, and I just stay praying for them because it's serious. It is serious. It really is.
It is. It is. It's a serious, serious thing. And we need to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, come to a place of humility and acceptance of the fact that God is. Just because one does not believe, the report does not make it go away. Because one does not believe, praise the Lamb of God, one does not go away. It does not go away. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of people say, oh, I ain't receiving that. I don't believe that. I don't believe God going to do that. They just talking, praise the Lamb, trying to get people to give and all that kind of stuff. People of God, hallelujah. Everybody who's been listening to me for any period of time recognize, praise the Lamb of God, my spirit, and recognize I am not a manipulator. Praise the Lamb of God, and I don't manipulate people out of money. Because if I did, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, many of you have already been sending me checks and things of that nature, because I would inbox you prophecies and things of that nature and tell you God said for you to send me some money. But you have never received any foolishness like that from me, and you never will. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If I was that kind of prophet, you will be. I will have your emails, your email addresses, and be emailing you in private. I will have your addresses and your phone numbers come up on my screen every day. I have never called any of you and asked you for money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have never called any of you and asked you for a dime. And your phone number comes before me every day on this show. Praise the Lamb of God. And none of you can say, Prophet Shakespeare called me and asked me for some money. Prophet Shakespeare called me and told me, send him $500. He's going to send me a piece of blessed rag. He said that he had a vision that I gave him $1,000, and that if I send it, the Lord going to bless me with $100,000. You have never received any foolishness like that from me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that I'm warning you today And I'm saying these things to you because God says so. But I know many of you, praise the Lamb of God, are seeking the face of God for blessings. Many of you are seeking the face of God for financial increase. Many of you are seeking God's face for prosperity. And you can't expect prosperity, praise the Lamb of God, if you're not going to do what God says to do in his word and be trusted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You cannot look at your lack. You got to look at God's greatness. You can't look at your smallness. You got to look at how big God is. Praise the Lamb of God. Many a day, I couldn't afford to tithe in my own. Many a day, I looked at it and said, I really need this. But when I looked at it good enough, I saw I could not afford not to tithe because my seed, hallelujah, hallelujah, was greater than my need. So I knew I had to sow the seed, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the greatness of my need. And I did according to what God's word told me to do, praise the Lamb of God. And God is not coming to you prophetically and say, oh, you need to tithe and you need to give offering. That's written in the word. You can forget that one. Praise the Lamb of God. It ain't coming to you that way, baby. Let me open up some of these lines here. Stay with me, Maggie. 818, error code, 631. Hallelujah. 818-631, caller. Albertine. Kimmy. Hello? Hello? Your mic is open, 818-613.
8449, this is Albertine.
Yes, Albertine, I'm calling your name. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you, Prophet? I'm just sitting, listening, and praying, and just been trusting God for some things, and just trying to make some financial decisions in my life about which direction I should go, and just trusting and believing God just to make the right decisions, and just for breakthrough, pretty much, just for breakthrough in prayer. And please keep me in prayer.
All right. We have no problem doing that. Praise the Lamb of God. You know that. We are going to take care of that in prayer for sure. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to praise the Lamb of God, finances. That's what I'm talking about now in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But out there in your area, praise the Lamb of God, there's going to be an earthquake. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to shake things up over there. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Many times calamities bring your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't be shaken by, hallelujah, the move of God. In the move of God, many times is your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Many times in the move of God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And I just want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that God has you at heart, hallelujah. He sees your steps. Praise the Lamb of God. And there has to be a challenge on your faith. There has to be a challenge on your belief. Praise the Lamb of God. If things just work, absolute automatic, every time you set your hand to it, that is not going to increase your faith. That is not going to result in patience. You have to have trial. You have to have tribulation. It's healthy for the believer, praise the Lamb of God. But the thing is, how do you handle your trial? How do you handle your tribulation? Some of us resolve to be peaceful through it. Some others stress until they become unhealthy, praise the Lamb of God. I speak peace to your spirit today as you wait on the move of God. As you wait on God to move, I speak peace to your spirit. praise the Lamb of God and not frustration. Let me open up. I think this is Kimmy's mic. I know it's not. 815 area code 944.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Magenice, everybody else. How are you? This is Sandra.
How are you doing, Sandra? How are you doing today?
I am blessed. I just called to give a testimony and then a quick statement.
Okay.
Two years ago, Prophet, I don't even know if you remember, you had prophesied to me concerning a promise that God had given me concerning my marriage. And it was several months ago that you had prophesied again that the Lord said that the promise that he had given me would be made manifest this year. And I just had to thank and pray. You know, first I have to thank and praise God for his Holy Spirit, because if it had not been for the Holy Spirit, I don't know where I would have been today. I probably would have been dead somewhere. But I just thank and praise God for his Holy Spirit. And a couple of days ago, a breakthrough came concerning the promise that God had given me concerning my marriage. And my first instinct was to begin to panic. But then the Spirit of the Lord jump-started me to anything halfway. And when he makes a promise, it's either all or nothing. So you have nothing to fear. And I began to rejoice and praise God and thank God and thank him. I was like, Lord, I thank you for your prophet, because you spoke your word. And now I'm seeing the full manifestation of that word that is coming to pass concerning the promise that you've given me. And that just gives me hope that no matter what I'm going through, if I can look back to where God answered my prayers yesterday, I know for sure he'll answer them today and tomorrow.
Yes, he will. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, Testimony Tuesday. Boy, oh, boy, I thank and praise God for you. Hallelujah. Come and share in that, because that's just, you know, right in the vein of what I'm talking about here. Anything that is not, praise the Lamb of God, a process normally is not God.
Mm.
I'll grab that one. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Imagine these. Anything that is not a process is normally not God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If it just drop out of heaven on you and you haven't been waiting, you haven't been fashioned for it, you haven't been, praise the Lamb of God, in a mode of development, praise the Lamb of God, you better be careful about grabbing hold to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. You better be very, very careful about embracing it, because God always comes and he reveals in part, praise the Lamb of God. And after he reveals, he sets in motion a process, praise the Lamb of God, that will cause you to be able to walk into what he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God, a strengthening and a development of your faith so that he can give you more, so that he can enlarge your territory. Praise the Lamb of God. He will let you get comfortable in a place. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he will stretch you beyond that place so that, praise the Lamb of God, he can give you more and you'll be able to handle it. God has a way of stretching you inside of a box.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
woo, I said something right there, Imagine these, y'all. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has a way of stretching you inside the box that you're in without letting you out of it. But when he pulls you out of that box, you have grown bigger than the box.
Amen.
You'll never be able to fit back into that box again once he gets you out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then he has to find a larger place for you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Understand and know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I even say to Abertain, praise the Lamb, watch God in the next week. Praise the Lamb of God, how he's going to move in your life. Some of you were not earlier when God spoke and said, praise the Lamb of God, to tell them, I prophesied, to tell them, praise the Lamb of God, that many of them in the next week is going to receive the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know Sandra wasn't on here.
Yes,
praise God. But now she comes on here and talk about she's been a recipient of the promise. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And I hope you heard her say, praise the, a couple of years ago I gave her the prophecy. I don't even remember it. A couple of years ago, I gave her the prophecy. Hallelujah. So if I gave her the prophecy a couple of years ago, why didn't it happen the next day?
Hmm.
Process.
You know,
Hallelujah.
You're so right because it. Now, the process, you gave me the prophecy 2 years ago, but the process began 8 years ago.
Lord have mercy.
And it was within those 8 years when God first spoke that promise. He didn't just speak that promise to me and then just leave me hanging in the balance. He spoke that word for me to me, and then he carried me through other words to sustain me so that I would not lose my mind during the process or that I would not break down and be so afraid of the hurt and the pain. Because when you go through the processing does not feel good. That stretching does not feel good. That stretching is painful, but the pain is for your growth. That's how you know you're growing, when you can feel that pain.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, and it was when I began to hear you. Even Madge Denise and I had talked last Friday, and I was telling her, even in my prayer time, I know that God has stretched me in my prayer time, because when I'm in prayer and I'm praying in the spirit, I hear Madge Denise in the background, and she's
wow.
talking to me, and I hear you in the background, not even when I'm praying, but even through my everyday life when I'm walking through, and you're speaking to me, and you're telling me, if I would do what God has called me to do in this hour, that I would not have to suffer a lot of the things that I've suffered through. And I hear you telling me, you're telling me to prophesy, to prophesy. This is what God is calling me to do, is to prophesy. And Sunday before last, I was sitting in church service, and the Spirit of the Lord came on me so heavy, and he took me to Joshua, the second chapter, the 18th through the 20th verse, and he told me, he said, tell my people. And I'm sitting there because it hit me so hard and so fast. I'm like, Lord, no. He said, tell my people not to get caught outside of the house.
Amen.
Woo!
This is not the season that you want to be caught outside of the house. If you're in there, we'll be safe.
You know, you mentioned that, and I'm noted. I've been praying for my ministry in the church. I'm noticing every Sunday, members that had left the ministry and what have you, they're coming back.
Yes.
They're coming back, and I'm wondering, why now? What is it that I'm doing that's different? And it's nothing. But God is bringing them out of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bringing
Amen.
Them back to the house so that they'll be covered for this season that we're about to go through. He's bringing them back in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You know, I just thank God for PSMI, and I thank God for you. I thank God for my little sister, Madge Denise. I love you guys so much so that I really can't even express it in my earthly terms. Only in my heavenly terms could you even comprehend the depth of my love for you guys. And I never want to be, even if it's for a season, however long my season is, or if it's for a spiritual connection to eternity, I never want to be separated from you guys, because even in the discipline with you, prophet, or as you say, my papa prophet, because it's when I'm being disciplined that the papa prophet comes out. I love and thank you for that, because
Bless
that
you.
Lets me know that if you did not love me or care for me, you would not care what I did.
My
so
God,
I thank God for all of you guys.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Too,
I bless you today. I bless you. Thank you for calling. Oh, my God, what a wonderful testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter there, hallelujah, down in Kankakee somewhere.
Yes,
aren't you down that way?
Yeah, I'm in Kankakee County in Pembroke Township.
Okay, praise God. I know you're down that way with the 8-5 every time. Lord, let me see. We got more callers here. Wait a minute. And then go on another one. 818 California 332.
Hello?
Hello, California.
Hey. Hey, Prophet, how you doing?
This old Chemical. How you doing, Chemical?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am blessed today. Praise God. Good to hear your voice. Hallelujah.
Just calling in and, you know, say hi and listening in and just... Again, to ask me to keep me in prayer as I, you know, continue to move forward with everything and also strengthen my visions because they're strong. And I'm, you know, still praying and asking God for clarity and to make sense of mine as well.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Well, you stay right there with God and he's going to do that. We don't even
Amen.
Have no that at all. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is awesome in that respect. Let me just pause. There's some more callers here. We're about to open up your mics, too. And now, for some reason, when my daughter was speaking earlier, it came upon me to invite you all to the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. November 6th through the 8th there in Oak Brook, Illinois, right at outside of Chicago. We're going to gather for the prophetic gathering. Hallelujah. We're going to be warring for our promises. Praise the Lamb of God. Warring for the prophetic promises is our theme. And we're going to go for, praise the Lamb of God, receiving the unctions, receiving, praise the Lamb of God, the preparation, and receiving the power. Hallelujah. So that our promises can be made sure. I invite all of you all for this powerful, powerful move of God as a corporate body under the banner of PSM. I'm saying to all of my sons and daughters, I need you. I want to see you, praise the Lamb of God, there in the place. We are preparing classes. We are going forth, praise the Lamb of God, with our prophetic banquet. Praise the Lamb of God there on Friday night. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. And I'm telling you, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Our event page has the information on it on Facebook. Our website has it. Praise the Lamb of God at PSMINTL.org. Book your room. Click. We only block 50 rooms, people of God, under this special rate. Call and book your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Stop playing procrastination. Stop playing last minute. Stop playing I wait until I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Book your room and be ready to come and share with us in this powerful move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight at the Truth Church, hallelujah. I wish Mad Denise was there. I'll turn her loose tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight at the Truth Church, we will be there. Hallelujah. Just four blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road here in the city of Dearborn. People of God at Inside Harvest International, we want you to come and be a part. Praise the Lamb of God of our dynamic service. We have questionnaires to help you identify spiritual giftings beyond that you know. Praise the Lamb. 100 and like two questions we have prepared on a questionnaire. Praise the Lamb of God. We handed them out last Tuesday and Sunday to our membership. We are rearranging our ministry in a real positive and powerful way. And those of you who want to take part in this, praise the Lamb of God, learning experience, as well as in this season of activation and impartation, as we are anointing with oil and laying hands on Tuesday night, Praise the Lamb of God. We're encouraging you to come and be a part of what God is doing in this season there in the city of Dearborn on Tuesday nights. Tuesday night, praise the Lamb of God, at 7 o'clock. 8:30, praise the Lamb of God. We're on our way. Intercessory prayer takes place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some praise and worship, and then I come right forth. It's not a whole lot of rigmarole. Praise the Lamb of God. We go right to it, do it, and we come on up out of there. About good 40 minutes, praise the Lamb of God, of word, and then we go right into activations and things of that nature. You want to be a part of this powerful move. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we invite you all to the Truth Church this evening at 7 o'clock. I will be there. Praise the Lamb of God. And looking for all of you. Okay, I got a couple of more callers. Hold on, Kimmy. Don't care me. Don't go nowhere.
That's
praise
good.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 662. Error code 662.
Hey, Prophet.
Hey, how you doing? Who's calling today?
Shireen.
Rain, where you calling from, Shireen?
Mississippi.
She calling from Mississippi, y'all. What's happening, girl? The Lord been so good to you. You should be prophesying today.
She has prophesied. When I called, I really forgot that it was Testimony Tuesday. So I'm calling to thank you guys for the group and just being a blessing to me and helping me and growing this because I've been just anxious to do and work for the Lord. And it was like when I got in this group, I could just feel it. So my go home today. She's doing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Just kind of personal because I don't like to put people's business in the street, really. Praise the Lamb of God. But I need to ask you this because it just quickened in my spirit. A few months ago, did you pay your first fruits to me, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Now, I was sitting there and said, Lord, you are blessing this girl. Oh, my God. Look, folks buying our air conditioners and all of this kind of stuff going on. And what is going on? And just now when you was talking, the Lord said, first fruits. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are a first fruit recipient. Praise the Lamb of God. Receiving what God has in store for you in this season and increase is constantly coming. Now, people of God, I got to teach you something that a lot of you may not know about increase and about your first fruit offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I must teach you what is right. When you give your first fruit offering, the one-time offering, it's the Lamb of God. You must understand this, that praise the Lamb of God. Once the Lord blesses you, praise the Lamb. Watch this, people of God. This is very important. If your first fruit offering is $1,000, you say, okay, that's the whole. Here it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, 2 weeks pass, praise the Lamb of God, and you normally make $1,000, or that's your income. So that's what you gave as first fruit. It came into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, increase has come on that, and now you have, praise the Lamb of God, $1,300. Watch this. One time, you're supposed to give the three so that the spirit of increase will remain on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's say 2 months later, it increases to $1,800. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then you're supposed to give the 500 increase one time so that the spirit of increase will stay upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. By the next year, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, your seed for first fruit probably will be $2,000 because of the spirit of increase that's on you. It says that the spirit of increase may remain upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just teaching you according to the word of God. I didn't write it. I didn't make it up. That's how God worked. Praise the Lamb of God through our obedience to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, Sharon, are you crying?
Yes, sir.
I knew I felt tears in the spirit here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What is these good tears or bad tears?
They're good tears.
God has been so good to you. Oh, my God.
He
I
is.
Love
I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God, people of God. We praise God with you, daughter. You know what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I speak even more over you because of your testimony today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your daughter. I thank you for her testimony, her faith, trust in you, Father, her joy in you. Hallelujah. Even in Mississippi, you are God there. Continue to manifest yourself to her. Continue to increase. Ah, God, be her vision. Be her Jehovah Jireh like never before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Waymaker you are. Hallelujah. Provider you are. A bird goes unhungry because of you. And that we know you care more for us than you care for the sparrow. Blessed. Hallelujah. Remember Cammy? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Remember Aberdeen. Remember, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All of those that have called in. Blessed today. Blessed. Hallelujah. Even those obedient to your word who have not even pushed the one on the dial. I pray today, Father, that your word would accomplish that it said it would do. That you would open up the windows of heaven and shower blessings they won't have room to receive. You would bless them going in and going out. Hallelujah to your name. You would bless them, Father. Hallelujah. When they go out empty, they'll come in full. Thank you, Father. God, and you love us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And amen. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I've learned, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That a lot of people are, praise the Lamb of God, afraid to do what the Bible, the Word of God, commands them to do. And because of this, they're finding themselves, praise the Lamb of God, in some conditions that's waking them up to the reality of their doings. A lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, are waking up to the realities of their doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I hear you, Father. It is well. Yes. Oh, yes, God. God said, you are one of those on the list, girl, by this time next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Promises I do you.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the Lord just interrupted me to tell you that. Surely he did. Hallelujah. By this time next week, praise the Lamb. That's the Lord has spoken over many of you on the show today. Hallelujah. Praise God. By this time next week, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you locked jaws, locked hands, afraid to sow a seed. I'm talking to those of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lord, praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking to those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who walk in obedience to the Word of God. which I stand as a recipient to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking in here today.
I have a word for Shireen as well. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, Shireen, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you have such a humble spirit. There's a very humble spirit about you, and God is pleased with that. And he says, you have not seen your best days yet. And even as the blessings that you have been receiving have been coming upon you suddenly, as that's the way that the rest of the blessings are going to come upon you. They're going to come upon you suddenly. And he says, stay humble. You have like a childlike humility, like a childlike humility, childlike faith. And it is with that where God is pleased.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hear him saying even now to stay in his presence. Stay
Hallelujah.
In his presence in worship and in prayer and just acknowledging him in all things. God is very pleased with you. But even the recent changes that you have made, I don't know what those are, but the recent things that you have changed, God is pleased with that.
Oh my God.
And that's what has allowed him to move on your behalf so quickly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Prophet, on Tuesday.
Yes, dear.
On Tuesday. Tuesday morning I prayed to the Lord, which I always do. I said, well, Lord, as I've been praying and crying, and I said, people are starting to look up to me. And I said, I don't want them to think that I'm just doing this for show. I said, because it ain't never about that. I said, because I believe in you. I said, just show me something that will let them know that you are, and this, what I'm saying, it is not in vain, and that you are real. I don't care what people come at me, how they come at me. I still believe in you. And the next day, I got the airness. And the next day, my baby got her kidney. They told me that my baby had to be on the waiting list at least one year. She was on there 1 week and 1 day.
One week and one day. God in heaven.
I sent her off to a dialysis camp. And she didn't want to go. She kept saying, Mom, I don't want to go because I'm going to get my kidney. And I said, no. I need a break. And I said, just go ahead. And she wasn't even there the whole time. And they called her back and told her that they had a kidney. So she had to come back. She didn't want to go because she had to leave herself that God was going to bless her. And God did that. And she had kids in the camp. It's like, why she get a kidney so quick? And we've been on dialysis for 4 years. My daughter only been on dialysis a year and 3 months. But God did that for her.
My God.
And I've been telling her, I don't care what you do when you leave this hospital. You always acknowledge God for showing favor because his key is still in line. But he put you first. I need you to let God know that you appreciate everything that he's done for you this far. I don't care what it looks like at the end of the day. You still thank God for it all. I am so thankful and grateful. I don't know who that was just got to talk with us. I thank y'all so much. I appreciate
it. Imagine Denise. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you, daughter. We love you. Praise God. People of God, I love you. Love you today. Wait a minute. I got another caller here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, is that you, 630?
This is me.
And me.
How you doing today, girl? Chatwan.
I'm
all good. It's all well.
All well.
Well, what you calling for now? Come on now. Talk to me. Time's a-wasting.
Well, I know today is Testimony Tuesday, but I just called in to just thank God for everybody that's calling in for their testimonies, because God's word is fulfilling itself. His word said that he gives his promises, and they're yes and amen. And I thank God that he's already said yes, and now the amen is being fulfilled in everyone's life that has been persistent and that has pressed towards the mark of the high calling and stayed in God, in the presence of God. And I just thank God that in this season that we're going to see his people rise up, because you know, the word said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, but, you know, we get that so twisted that the world, we're going to take the world, but God didn't say that the world was wicked. God told us that the world was evil. And what he's saying is some of his people, they have been wicked. Their wealth is going to be transferred over to us because he can't trust them anymore. So I just thank God that we're reaping the harvest right now. And, you know, it's coming so fast that it's blowing our minds. And I just thank God. And I thank God for all those that have called in with a testimony that have labored before him. And he's showing us that he still loves us and he still cares for us. And I thank God for Shireen. And me and Shireen grew up in Mississippi in that little bitty town that my mama grew up in. She's a little bit older than me, and they wouldn't let me play with them. But I thank God that even now that we have grown up and then we have become the same in Christ, so now we can be together. And I just thank God for that.
Hallelujah. Man.
Oh, wow.
God, look at God. Look at God. Yes. Look, what an awesome day. What an awesome time.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. One more caller. Erica 314.
Hi. I was calling from St. Louis. I actually was just surfing the web and came over to Blog Talk, and I've been on for maybe 45 minutes listening, and I got in on the portion where you were speaking about destruction coming to certain cities. I live in Missouri, and we have been hit with two tornadoes within the last 6 weeks or so. And on yesterday, we got a flood warning, and I watched the news on last night, and they showed a lady coming home from work, and her car, she almost got overtaken by four feet of water. And some Good Samaritans swam over to her car and was able to get her out safely without her drowning. But everything that you've spoken is true, and I've enjoyed the testimonies from all over, from Memphis and from Illinois and all of that. And I just thank you for your time today.
Well, sweetheart, what is your name?
Diane.
Diane, and you're calling from the St. Louis, Missouri area. Praise the Lamb of God. I have a soft spot in my heart for St. Louis. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God says, praise the Lamb of God, that you are covered and all that you have is covered. Praise the Lamb of God and his blood, that you are covered, daughter. I'm talking to you. Praise the Lamb of God, St. Louis. And God also says to you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
That he is about to blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God and give you the promise that he promised you. Some promises or something God made to you is about to come to pass to you quickly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is about to give you, praise the Lamb of God, your promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, yes, Lord. God said, you'll have it inside of the week. You're one of those by this time next week. You'll have it. Praise the Lamb of God. God is about to bless you. Well, if you can you lift at least one of your hands right now?
Yes, sir, I can.
What's your name again?
Diane.
Diane, in the name of Jesus, I speak the prophetic word over you. It is spoken, it's released, and the devil in hell can't do nothing about it. I bind his hand from you. Hallelujah. What God has released to you shall manifest quickly. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for this, your daughter. Thank you for connecting her with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless
amen.
You. Bless you.
God bless you.
Stay with us. We're here Tuesday through Friday every day at the same hour. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock your time. It's 12 to 2 hours.
Yes, I can tell. Yeah, there's about 6 minutes left here in St. Louis.
Right.
Is there anywhere I went on your website while you were on the air to see where I could send a seed?
Oh, it's PSM. PSMINTL .org. PSMINTL .org. And you can go to the website there and you'll see a donate button. It's a secured page. So you don't have
PayPal,
to worry
can
about
it. Can I go on by PayPal?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, man of God.
You are welcome. And join us every day. We want to make you one of our members.
I will. I will. I will be off work probably for the next 2 to 3 weeks, so I will be being
on. Wonderful. Praise God. Erico 773, your mic high.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you?
Oh, the sleeping prophet. How you doing, man? Where you been? How you doing, Prophet Darrell? You got 5 minutes, man. I'll drop the mic and let you talk.
You know what? I just thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for your ministry and all the things that I have heard. I've been on it for a minute. I just thank God for all the testimonies. And that lady, that woman in St. Louis, God told me to tell her that the financial battle is over. The financial
Lord Jesus.
Battle is over. He's getting ready to send the overflow, as you said, hallelujah. He's getting ready to give her so much to where, therefore, the banks ain't going to be able to contain her financial
Lord
strength.
Jesus.
Because, see, I heard that old scripture, the net is getting ready to be broken.
My God, my God. I told them when I first came on, Prophet Darrell, a lot of them wasn't on here, praise the Lamb. They act like I don't be saying nothing in the beginning. But I told them, praise the Lamb of God, God has broken the arm of Pharaoh. That has had you in bondage, that has held back your blessings, that has stopped you from going forth. God has broken Pharaoh's arm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get from under him while you can. Hallelujah. Run to the holy place. Hallelujah. With the spoil of your enemy. Run to the holy place. Hallelujah. That's what God delivered Israel from and for, so that they could come to the holy place, the holy mount, and worship him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With great spoil, he sent them forth with gold and silver. Hallelujah. That belonged to their enemies. He sent them forth with great wealth and abundance. Made the enemy give it to them. Watch what God do in America. Hallelujah. Ooh, God in heaven. I feel your God. Hallelujah. 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 God said he swear by all that he is that he shall cause wealth to come on you. Praise the Lamb of God, unprecedented. You watch what God do for us in this season. They shouldn't have messed with us. I told y'all this a few years ago. When they did the debacle, when George Bush pushed that button, when they took our homes, our jobs, our cars, and made all our credit bad, they messed up.
Yes, sir.
Because they didn't read the scripture. Touch not my anointed. And you, people of God, are God's anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you better know God don't play that. Praise the Lamb of God. And he would be unjust not to take vengeance. Hallelujah. To a risen Savior. Thank you, Jesus. You are amazing, God. You are an amazing God. And we are your people. prophetic truth. I'm looking for you tonight. Hallelujah. Meet me over there on Ford Road right off Telegraph here in Dearborn, Michigan. Hallelujah. It's at Harvest International, the corner of Ford Road, Silvery Lane. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going down. I wish Prophet Dale was there tonight to do the holy spin on you when he prophesied. He spins on one foot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people of God. I love you. I bless you.
Bless you, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is amazing. Talk to you tomorrow.